My full name is Ulrich Joseph. I'm from Trinidad, which is part of a twin island state. It's called Trinidad and Tobago. And I came to the United States, I was 24. Trinidad is a really small island all the way down at the tip of South America. It has 1.3 million people, the size of Delaware. It's very tropical. It never gets cold. Well, it kind of gets cold if you call 65 cold. At least my mom used to call 65 cold. When I was younger, there was five of us. We lived all in one room, all the kids. Until I was 17, I lived with my three brothers and my sister in one room. The living wasn't that bad because my mom cooked all the time. She was a stay-at-home mom. She just said that her duty in life was to make sure that, one, none of her kids went to jail. Two, which I thought at the time was very weird, but I guess she knew what she was talking about. And then the second thing was she wanted us all to get a good education because she said she saw it as being a way out of your present situation. I guess that's one of the reasons why I was able to get the scholarship, because I went to better schools. Strongest memory from my child, my mother always sewing and cooking. Like, I have these memories, and my wife tells me now that she just blatantly spoiled us where food was concerned, but I just remember waking up in the morning to fresh bread being baked. And it's just a smell you just, it never leaves you. I used to be like, oh, time to go to school, you know, because I knew breakfast would be waiting. So only after that I realized none of my other friends had that happen because their moms worked. And the only reason my mother was able to stay at home is because my dad worked in the oil fields, and it's one of the best jobs you could have. The steel drums was invented in Trinidad. And I'll explain to you real quick how it was made. We export oil in Trinidad, so there would always be oil drums everywhere. And then there was this one guy who started hitting on the drum and realized that if he heated it, he could bend it and make notes. They would light these fires outside, and they would turn the drum upside down in the fire and let it heat. The metal got red, and then he would just pound on it with a hammer. And once he got it the shape he wanted, then he went on the underside and put the notes in. I used to play steel drum when I was a kid coming up, and it's an amazing instrument. The steel bands that we have in Trinidad, they are actually 100 members each. So it's a full orchestra. We have competitions every carnival where the big bands compete. Every year they create the king and queen of carnival, and these are usually sculptures over 25 feet tall, and people have to be able to move them. So it's built with fiberglass, plastic, and different things. And they're like these beautiful structures that they rubbish at the end of the carnival, and then they reuse the parts the next year. So like sustainability was also part of my upbringing. I realized I grew up in a very artistic country, hence the reason I chose art as my career. Being such a small country, we just had one major college that was accredited, but it just didn't do art. I wanted to study art. Everything here was different. I became vegan, not because of any like religious reason, but because I just couldn't afford meat in the grocery store. When I first came, I think I had like $1,000, and I was like, this ain't gonna get me very far. So I just kind of axed that out. And I always said later on, I'll put it back. I just never did. I just got accustomed to eating like that. Then I started realizing, wow, in the US, a lot of people have a lot of movements against meat and different things. I don't really subscribe to that kind of stuff because my kids eat meat. I don't force anything onto anybody. But I do believe that we should be a lot more humane to animals. Did I mention I have a restaurant here? So yeah, on the north side, I actually have a restaurant, a vegan restaurant, and we serve Trinidadian food. Shadow Benny, S-H-A-D-O-B-E-N-I. Shadow Benny basically stands for the herb that we use to season the food. That's like the local term. We opened April of last year. I was a professor for a while, and this was like a big career change for me. I'm big on sustainability, so when I opened the restaurant, I got this girl who worked at the farmer's markets. She started a company called Worm Return. And basically what she does is she collects all of your compostables and she turns it back into soil. So when a trash day comes, we have like one little bag of trash. And all of the food that's left over, I box it up and I give it to the shelter. So we don't throw anything away.